Good morning, this is Leah and Zara with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Energex reports that almost 3,800 homes and businesses still remain without power in Queensland's southeast following heavy rain across the weekend. 2,402 of these homes are in Brisbane, 42 on the Gold Coast, 624 in the Redlands, 196 in Moreton Bay, and 529 in Logan. Brisbane Airport experienced the highest rainfalls yesterday, reporting 93.8 millimetres, while Brisbane City reported 68.4 millimetres. This rainfall led the Bureau of Meteorology to release a minor flood warning for the Logan River and a flood warning for the Albert River on Sunday, which still remain in place.
Last weekend, two people died in separate shootings in Queensland, with an armed man shot by police officers and a woman in her 20s allegedly a victim of homicide. The first incident is the first police shooting occurring this year in Queensland. There were 14 people shot by the police in this area within the 2022-2023 timeframe, according to an analysis by the ABC. The second incident occurred at a property in Grand Road, Murrayfield. Both shootings are currently under investigation.
In national news, Western Australia is taking new steps to support parents struggling with the cost of living, as Premier Roger Cook announces a $10 million program allowing school students access to free travel on public transport beginning February the 5th. This announcement is followed by the end of the Western Australian Government's successful Summer of Free Public Transport program. Due to the success of this program, with more than 6 million free trips being provided over the last 4 weeks, this program will be extended, with all members of the public being able to access free public transport on Sundays.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns condemns neo-Nazi group following their third consecutive gathering yesterday and warns the police could unmask them. 2 days prior, the police identified and stopped a group of men in similar attire at North Sydney Station. The Premier added many of the neo-Nazis were from interstate. In 2022, public display of Nazi flags and symbols are banned in New South Wales and Victoria.
In international news, 3 American troops have been killed and 34 more are being evaluated for injuries following a drone attack in Jordan on Sunday. American President Joe Biden has blamed radical militant groups backed by Iran and vows that all those responsible will be held to account. This attack marks the first time American troops have been killed by hostile fire in the Middle East since the beginning of the Israel-Gaza war, and analysts fear this incident will lead to further raised tensions and risks a broader conflict within this region.
For weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all our news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Yay, thank you, news team!